This is KUT. New technology developed here in Austin promises to give advanced warning for floods. But what exactly would that mean for first responders struggling to rescue people? For State Impact Texas, KUT's Mose Bushell explains by looking back at one of Texas's most recent devastating floods.
It started with a call from the Old Timers Network. That's what Wimberley City Manager Don Ferguson calls the ranchers and farmers that live up the Blanco River from his town.
They're good neighbors, and they pick up the phone and call us when they get extremely heavy rainfall events.
That day, it was a rancher. He was getting hit hard by a storm. He said Wimberley should expect flooding.
Then we got a return phone call from that gentleman not long after, saying that he's seen water going where it's never gone before.
And with that warning, emergency responders in Wimberley took action.
About 2.5 to 3 hours before the water actually came into Wimberley, we had roads evacuated, we started door-to-door evacuations, and we started asking for swift water resources. So we lucked out.
Except when you think about what happened next, luck is not the first word that comes to mind.
Dave's County 911, do you please fire EMS?
Here's a 911 call obtained by the Austin American-Statesman.
A house just went by with the river, and there was a person in it with a spotlight.
Okay, you said, so there's a house on the river?
A house, yes.
Unknown to the townspeople, a second river had also flooded. When the waters from that river joined the Blanco, it brought a wall of water over 50 feet high down on the community. The flood took 11 lives. 350 homes were damaged or destroyed. Driving around months after, the devastation is still visible. Bare slab foundations sit where houses were swept away. 100-year-old trees stripped of their bark stick out at odd angles, or they lay flat. They look like they've been stomped down along the river.
This is the area we ran to that night. A lot of these homes had sleeping bags on the top of them, where people had crawled out and had ridden out the flood on top of their homes.
Even Ferguson got stuck on the wrong side of a low water crossing.
This is where we got pinned. This is the infamous Shit Creek.
Okay, for the record, he said shit.
S-C-H-I-D-T, Shit Creek.
So it sounds like a German name or
something. Yeah, I guess. It's kind of like, oh no, don't go there.
They were evacuating homes when river waters backed up along the creek. Ferguson stayed in his truck on one side until the light of day revealed the devastation.
I had an employee who got pinned on the upper end, and he came down to me, and his first words were, "There's nothing left." And it was staggering.
Amazing, huh?
That's hydrologist David Maidment.
I'm a professor of civil engineering at UT Austin.
Like Ferguson, he says, crazy as it sounds, the town did kind of luck out. It goes back to that rancher who called in the warning.
I mean, for goodness sakes, just imagine if the guy hadn't called. I mean, they moved 1,000 people out of harm's way. And it's a sobering thought as to the alternatives, huh?
He wants to remove some of that uncertainty. He's helped create a new flood forecasting system that gives faster, more detailed information. He says it's a way of predicting weather and flooding that relies on a lot of different disciplines. Hydrology.
In other words, connecting rain in the sky with water on the ground.
Geography.
Connecting water on the ground with flow in the streams.
And supercomputing to crunch the data and run the models.
We haven't used supercomputing for hydrologic forecasting before. This is the first time that's been done.
Right now, the National Weather Service predicts flooding at a limited number of points along waterways. It takes up to an hour to run those models. In Wimberley, for example, there was just one forecast point, and that was in town.
And the new system will have 130.
That kind of detail gives insight into small creeks and rivers, like the ones that added to the destruction in Wimberley. But the system isn't just for Central Texas, it's going national.
We've got now the capacity to be able to measure about 1/100th of the number of streams that exist in the country. In other words, there's 99. For every one that we measure, there are 99 that we don't. And basically, we're going to calculate the other 99 instead of having to measure the whole lot.
Maidment's project will start predicting floods across the country next May. The town of Wimberley is also getting some added help.
We'll be back. It was a gut check, there's no question, but we'll be back stronger than ever.
City Manager Don Ferguson says more river gauges are going in on the Blanco River, but he still plans to pick up the phone whenever he gets a call from his old-timers network. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell, KUT News.